Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, February 20th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. So this is an important newscast. I will, of course, take it that way. First, the facts. About 3% of the American population watched the Democratic debate last night. 3%. Now, it sounds kind of low. More than 10 million people watching on NBC, a few more watching on MSNBC and Telemundo, but not many, considering the importance of the presidential election. However, all the clips will go out on the internet with varying commentaries, including mine on BillO'Reilly.com, and then people will see dribs and drabs. Why I'm telling you this is because we are not dealing with a population of voters in America who are immediately on it. They get it, but it takes a while. They're not on it. So the big headline and why more people watch this debate than any of the other eight was Michael Bloomberg. I mean, he was there, and he's spending $200 million. He'll spend up to $2 billion to try to be president. That's a big story. So Bloomberg, as everyone knows, did not do well, all right? And I can't tell you why. Smart guys hired, you know, a lot of people, paying them a lot of money to advise him. But he went out there and he looked like Joe Biden. I use the word befuddled, clueless. I don't know why, but I'm going to tell you what happened and maybe we can come to a conclusion of some kind. First, the Nevada vote, which is why the debate was held in Las Vegas last night, is Saturday. On Monday, I will obviously devote the show, a lot of it, to this. Then there's another debate Tuesday night already, coming up in South Carolina, because the primary there is Saturday, February 29th. That is a key primary because it involves a lot of African-American voters. And Biden's last stand. I don't expect Biden to do well in Nevada. He wasn't very impressive last night. So after South Carolina, could be bye-bye Joe. And bye-bye Bill's prediction, by the way. I'm not rooting for Biden, but I am very surprised. And we'll analyze him last night as well. And then on Tuesday, March 3rd, Super Tuesday, a bunch of states. California, the big one. After Super Tuesday, we'll get an idea of who will run against Donald Trump. Okay, Bloomberg. Bloomberg is three deficits running in the Democratic Party. Number one, he's not a Democrat. He's an independent. He's not a victimization, politically correct. He's not any of those things. He's a earn it kind of guy. He doesn't really want to give it to you. He will if you force him, but he's not buying into everybody's a victim, America's racist. He's not buying any of that. So he's in the wrong party because that's what the Democratic Party stands for. Victimization, the country's racist, we're benevolent, everybody else are savages. That's what the Democratic Party's putting out. But Bloomberg, no. Bloomberg is simpatico with the party on climate change. Bloomberg is really a fanatic about that. He's also simpatico on guns. If Bloomberg could, he would take everybody's guns away. That's what he tried to do in New York. And he wants to regulate what you eat and your health. You know, he's a nanny state guy. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Report card. Bloomberg, D, as in dopey. Elizabeth Warren, B minus. She made a comeback. She dominated the stage. She was on the march on offense. Amy Klobuchar, B, as in boy. Klobuchar is a moderate, level-headed. We've checked her record. She's not a crazy leftist. She sympathizes with the liberal point of view on almost everything, but she's more practical than any of the others on the stage. All right, so she got a B, second good performance by Klobuchar. Buttigieg, C. Buttigieg, really C plus I gave him, but it was really a C because he just can't or doesn't have the ability to project authority. Right? He just looks like a college kid out there, and it may be not his fault, but I'm not impressed with him. Bernie Sanders, C. Didn't say anything new, and I'm going to get to Sanders in a minute because it's really a scandal what the man is doing, but he was just there. And finally, Vice President Biden, D. Biden stands for nothing. He has no program. He has no vision. He can't get it. At one point, he was saying that Bloomberg's secretary pays more in capital gains than Bloomberg does, 25%. That's what Biden said. Nobody pays 25% capital gains. You either pay 20% long-term gain or you pay what your income tax rate is. Maybe he meant that, but it's so foggy, nobody knows what he's talking about. But the big thing is Biden has no message. Joe Biden has no message. What does he stand for? He should just come out with a big sign. I'll do what Barack did. That's all he's got. Well, when I was vice president, I had a Barack. I'll do what Barack did. Don't ask me any questions. Hold it up. Whenever he's asked a question debate, hold up the sign. I'll do what Barack did. That's all he's got. Biden is through. He's done. I'm sorry. Nobody's, even if he wins South Carolina, which is, I don't even know if he's going to do that. I can't imagine him competing anymore. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's get to the mail. Lloyd on the message board said, Bernie cannot control the Bernie bros because socialists and communists want total control and absolutely no opposition. If he tries, they might call him a hypocrite. Bernie Sanders does not care about the Twitter mob and the Bernie bros. They are useful idiots to him. I'm not saying that he's encouraging this. I don't think he is. Not his style. But is he trying to stop it? No, he's not. It's an intimidator for him. It works for him. Frank Cranston, Dearborn, Michigan. I have bought tickets for the Fort Wayne, Indiana, Who Wants to Be President show. I'm going to take my mom, who'll be turning 73 on that day. Frank, you're a good son. You are going to enjoy the show. So will your mom. And because it's her birthday, we might have a special surprise for you. Kathy Lucasco, Brookfield, Ohio. Will you be doing other sites for your Who Wants to Be President tour? Yes. We're going to be in Charlotte. All right. We're going to be out on Huntington, Long Island again there. That was a blast. I'm going to replicate that. And maybe three or four others that have not been selected. But if you're in the Midwest, upper Midwest, Fort Wayne, Indiana, June 12th, Who Wants to Be President? I will be there live. You will like the show. Still in President's Week, if you buy the United States of Trump, you get a copy free, Killing Lincoln or Killing Kennedy or Killing Reagan. You take your pick. We will see you on Monday. But I'll be checking in, and we're opening up the No Spin News for everybody on my analysis that you just saw. So if you have friends who are smart and you like them, they can watch it free And then, of course, we hope they sign up. All right? So I'll be checking in this weekend. Have a good one.